God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today, Brother Hutchings and Dr. Larry Spargimino complete their series of programs on the U.S. and prophecy, based on Brother Hutchings' book of that title. You can get a copy of the book as well as a video on DVD or VHS based on the United States in prophecy from Isaiah 18. Later in the program, I'll give you details on how to get them. But right now, let's join Brother Hutchings and Dr. Spargimino.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Dr. Spargimino, we've done 4 programs on the United States in prophecy. I think we could probably bring more. And we've been dealing the last couple of broadcasts on the United States in prophecy from Revelation 17 and 18. And we have brought out that the mystery Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18 could be the United States. There are many things there which we should consider as applying to this country. But I think probably there are more reasons why it should refer to the revived Roman Empire and the Catholic Church, which is the historic religion of the Roman Empire since 300 A.D. We're going to continue on the subject today as we look at Isaiah 18 and see if that does not reference the United States. It's a very interesting and perplexing prophecy. Nevertheless, I think the prophet there was looking into the future, or could have been looking into the future, to even our nation. Brother Spargimino, would you begin by reading, let's say, the first 2 verses, and then we will go back and look at those verses word by word.
Isaiah 18, verse 1 says, "Woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the water, saying, Go, ye swift messengers, to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from their beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled."
Dr. Spargimino, Isaiah here had been predicting, actually, mostly judgment, or the future at least, of many of the nations that the Lord led him to look at and apply their future in their relationship to Israel. But in Isaiah 18, he doesn't give the name of the nations.
No, he doesn't. And I think the fact that, as you've pointed out, that Isaiah does in earlier chapters mention the nations involved. Chapter 13 is about Babylon to be destroyed. Chapter 15 is the prophecy against Moab. Chapter 17, the prophecy against Damascus. Chapter 19 speaks about Egypt being crushed and broken down. But in chapter 18, he doesn't mention the nation. And that seems kind of odd. It might be that the prophet doesn't really know which nation that is. And of course, we know, Dr. Hutchings, that there are some things that the prophets did not know. For example, the mystery of the church age. They didn't speak of the church age. So it's highly likely that Isaiah the prophet knew that there was a nation somewhere west of Ethiopia, but he did not know the name of that nation.
Yes, and as we probably bring out later on the broadcast today, it could have been a nation that was not even in existence at that time, yet would have a special relationship to Israel at some time in the future. And we notice that Isaiah begins with the word woe to the land, or the nation that he is talking about. Some students, or those who have done commentaries on Isaiah or Reverend Isaiah 18, say that this is a judgment upon this nation, but that doesn't necessarily need to be true, does it?
No, absolutely not. It could be a call to alertness, a call to watchfulness. God is here perhaps summoning that nation, which could realize who it is in the future, to realize that judgment could come, but not necessarily so if repentance is forthcoming.
It's just to call attention, like you would say to somebody, "Hey there." Or a young man could go out and see a pretty girl, and he could say, "Wow." And then he'd go on down and see a car wreck, and he would say, "Wow." Of course, the exclamation there would have two different meanings, but it would be the same word. So, "Whoa" there is simply to say hello or behold or call our attention to this special nation that he is addressing here. And we see to the land shadowing with wings. Now, a special identification feature of this nation that he doesn't know the name of, that he is dressing, is that it's a nation shadowing with wings. How could that apply to the United States?
Well, of course, we know that shadowing could mean overshadowed, as the glory of God overshadowed the Holy of Holies. And of course, today in the U.S., we know our emblem is the eagle, and the eagle has great wings, and we're certainly a nation overshadowed with the wings of many airplanes. Even here in Oklahoma City, our airport's not very large, but we certainly have lots of aircraft flying overhead. So I think this could very well be pointing to the United States.
Yes, and the emblem, as you brought out, of the United States is the eagle, and the great wings of the eagle are spread out. That is the emblem of the United States. And as we brought out in our study of Daniel 7, you know, the wings are plucked off of the lion's back. The wings, of course, are probably eagle's wings. They're plucked off, could reference the birth of the United States from England. We were a colony of England, but then we separated, and England then stood up and was no longer a lion or a beast. In fact, today, England is no longer an empire. It has given up nearly all of its colonies. So the shadowing with wings here fits, and after all, I think God has blessed this nation. We're saying, "God bless America from sea to shining sea." And God has blessed this nation. And I think, at least up to this point at least, God has been very benevolent and merciful to our nation, because we have honored him in our laws and in our education. Now we read on, "which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia." Now, the word, I think, in the Hebrew text actually here is Cush, not Ethiopia. What land did Cush mean in Isaiah's time?
That would be the region of the Upper Nile. I guess today it would be the Sudan, and of course modern-day Ethiopia, but it would be much larger than modern-day Ethiopia. So here it says beyond the rivers of Cush, or that region. It's not that region, it's beyond that region.
Cush also, I believe, encompassed about half of Egypt at that time, too. So beyond the rivers of Ethiopia certainly would be the Blue Nile, the White Nile, the Upper Nile. Isaiah would have been in Israel. He would have been looking west. So this nation would have been west of the Nile. Now, if we read the account of this nation here, and evidently it's going to be a great nation, what nation would we see in West Africa that would fit this category? I don't believe there is none. And if we go all the way over to Central America or even South America, I don't believe there is a nation there. So the only nation that would arise in the future west of the Nile that would fit this category, I think, would be the United States. So it would certainly be a great nation west of the River Nile or west of Egypt today.
Brother Hutchings, I know there's lots more to discuss in chapter 18 of Isaiah, but I want to let everyone know that your video on this chapter is available on VHS or DVD. It can be ordered by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or go online. Our web address is swrc.com. The video, United States in Prophecy, is about an hour in length and is offered for a gift of $15. Brother Hutchings' book, U.S. in Prophecy, is also offered for a contribution of $15, or get both the book and video at the same time for a $25 gift. If you missed any of that, be sure to stay tuned at the close of the program. I'll repeat everything then. Here again is Brother Hutchings.
As we continue on, we read that send us ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes, upon the water say, go ye swift messengers. All right, now this nation that Isaiah sees here, that it's going to send ambassadors around the world to all the nations. And as we look at our country today, a history of our country, you know, we've sent certainly missionaries to all nations. I can't think of any nation that we haven't sent a missionary, some missionaries there too, at least if the doors have been open. And there's the Peace Corps. We sent the Peace Corps out to all nations. Today, our armed forces actually are scattered around the world. We have also sent our ambassadors out. We have relationship with all nations. You know, every time you turn on the TV, you see some representatives or ambassadors or congressmen or senators or members of our cabinet going to some other nation. So we have been an open nation as far as communications with the rest of the world is concerned. That would certainly fit in with the description of the United States. Now, to a nation scattered and peeled. Peeled here, I believe, is polished. Polished. Like you would polish your shoes or polish your brass vessels or something like that. This nation had a very rugged beginning. We were a colony, weren't looked on with much credibility by England or the nations of Europe. Yet, over time, this nation became a polished nation, a rough nation. Then we became a polished nation, a great nation. And to a people terrible from their beginning. What does the word terrible there apply to?
Well, usually when we look at the word terrible, we think that it's horrible, a terrible pie, a terrible person. But the actual meaning of terrible is respected or reverenced. And we know that, of course, America is respected around the world. Students from all over the world want to come to study at our schools and our universities. We have so much to offer. And when we look at the way America started, and we look at the foundations of our nation as a Christian nation and how we have been, at least in the past, a moral, upright people. Certainly the blessings of God have brought us all of this respect and reverence in the sight of many people.
Certainly. And we read that to a people terrible from their beginning hitherto. Hitherto, there, of course, there are two meanings of that word. It means alien or foreign or in the future. And so we were respected from our very beginning in 1776 from the Declaration of Independence. Certainly, here this little colony, this little colonial army led by George Washington defeated the greatest empire in the world at that time. up until recently, at least, you know, we've always been a nation that other nations respected. I've been all over the world, practically, and everywhere I go, there are people who want to come to the United States. So we are a respected nation. They want to come here. We have to try to close our borders, not chase people away. They want to come here. So we have always been a respected nation. And hitherto means in the future. From Isaiah's time, he didn't evidently know this nation, didn't understand all of it, but he was speaking according to the revelation of God about a great nation that would arise in the future. A nation meted out and trotted down. Now, meted means measure, does it not?
Yes, to mark, to line out, to measure. And, of course, we know that early in our history, a law was passed making it mandatory that all public land be surveyed by the North Star and divided into square mile sections and then subdivided. And, of course, throughout Oklahoma, if anybody looks at a map of Oklahoma, you can see all these 1 mile squares all over the state. So when we did this, we were basically the first nation ever to survey and break up our land and divide our land according to the quadrants based on the North Star.
Sure, I've been to England, and I'm sure you have too, and to Europe, and the streets go every way. And the streets and roads over there followed cow trails, or when the knights would go the easiest route from one castle to another. And they became trails first, and then they became roads. And you go to other countries in Europe, the same thing, and even to Russia, the Middle East, same thing. But in the United States, we're meted out, mean measured, and the square mile sections are straight. Usually our streets and our cities are straight because of that. And trodden down, you know, this was a rather wild country when our forefathers came over from Europe. It was prairies and forests and mountains. And we have broken it up, fields and towns. So we have made this nation from a wilderness into a modern nation, whose lands the rivers have spoiled. That seems rather strange.
Well, spoiled normally sounds like that's a description of rivers devastating or destroying or ravaging a land. But that's not the meaning here. When we think of the spoils of war, we think of the beautiful things that have been taken, the riches. And, of course, America has many of those things. We've been blessed with rivers and streams and waterways. They've brought us commerce and a great deal of financial prosperity. So whose land the rivers have blessed in a wonderful way by all of the commerce. And we can think of the barge traffic, for example, on the Mississippi and on many other rivers.
Certainly. There are several words in the Hebrew and Greek which mean spoil. Your food can spoil. You can spoil your children, of course. And then there are the spoils of war, our treasures. And that's what the word here means. I believe the name here is Baza. And it references treasure. So our rivers have really been an asset to our country and to our people. We go on down here and we read, "All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on earth, see ye when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains." Well, we read about the ensign in Revelation 13. "And when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye." I think this may even reference the last trumpet, "for so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest." You know, the millennium has been called a Sabbath or a day of rest. So this nation, I think, will be in the world a at the time of the end of the age, and that is where our nation is today. It's a new nation, relatively, because you look at France and England and all the nations in Europe and the Orient, they are old nations, thousands of years old. We continue and read in verse 7, "In that time shall the presents be brought unto the Lord of hosts," and I think this means in the millennium, mm-hmm. "In that time shall the presents be brought unto the Lord of the host of a people scattered in peel, from a people terrible from their beginning, hitherto a nation meted out and trodden down underfoot, whose lands the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts in Mount Zion." And we read in Zechariah 14 and other scriptures that in the millennium, nations, leaders of nations, at least, will be required to go to Jerusalem to worship the Lord and to bring the Lord a present, or presents from the Lord. And, you know, when the wise men came from the east to the birth of Jesus, they brought him presents, because they asked, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" They were simply obeying Scripture. They brought the Lord presents because he was the king, and he could have been king at that time, king of all nations, had Israel accepted him as the Messiah. So in the millennium, we read here that the president or people from the United States or delegation from the United States will go to Jerusalem. They will take the Lord a present, and they will worship the Lord during the Feast of the Tabernacles. So, you know, other commentaries say this nation is Syria or Turkey or some other nation. I don't think so. We would like to encourage you to get a copy of my book, U.S. in Prophecy, if you don't already have a copy. And here now is Brother Jerry to give you the number to call, the address to write.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. The phone number to call is 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or visit our website at swrc.com. U.S. in Prophecy is a fascinating 240-page book that answers the question of whether or not the United States is found in the prophecies of Scripture. It's available for a gift of $15. The video we're offering this week, United States in Prophecy, is Brother Hutchings' understanding of Isaiah chapter 18 as a possibility for the U.S. being found in the last days scenario. Get the video in VHS or DVD for an offering of $15. When you order the video along with the book, the gift amount is only $25. You may also want the 5 programs in the series. Get them on CD or cassette tape when you send an $18 contribution and ask for them. You can also call, write, or visit the website to get them. Next Tuesday, of course, is July 4th. We pray you'll have a good and safe one. And we invite you to tune in for your Watchman on the Wall program if you can. On Monday, Brother Hutchings visits with a missionary about his work in a foreign land. It's an inspiring look at the life of one of those whom God has called to special service in presenting the gospel to those who need Jesus. And then on Tuesday, Brother Hutchings' guest is Joan Vion. They'll be talking about world government and the greatest lie of the 21st century. We complete the week with Brother Larry talking with Roger Oakland about last day's deception of the church. Join us. In the meantime, stay tuned for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. We'll look for you Monday for another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for SWRC Ministries Bible in the News Report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program. Bible in the News reports are presented Monday, Wednesday, and Friday each week. Here now is today's report.
The Bible in the News for today is entitled Antichrist Clues. President Bush said Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's idea to remove from the West Bank most Israeli settlements is an important step toward the peace we both support. Olmert said he is willing to relinquish most of the West Bank to the Palestinians. A border would be drawn by 2010. End quote. Now, the article continues to relate specifics of the peace plan which both Premier Olmert of Israel and President Bush both agree that it would be the best plan to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians, and that is to divide Israel into two nations. However, since Israel became a nation in 1948, there have been more than 50 agreements signed that relate to bringing peace between Israel, the surrounding Arab nations, and the Palestinians. None of these agreements and peace arrangements have brought peace. All have been broken. But in the present one proposed to divide Israel into two nations, both Olmert and Bush agree that what is needed is a strong spokesman or representative from the Palestinians or the Arab world to confirm this agreement to which they have already agreed. Now we read in Daniel, "He," meaning the Antichrist, "shall divide the land Israel for gain." Daniel chapter 11, verse 39. We read also, "And he," meaning the Antichrist, "shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week or 7 years, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease." Daniel 9:27. And we read also, "When they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape." 1 Thessalonians 5:3. We are not saying that either one of the three, Premier Olmert, President Bush, or a prospective Islamic strongman today is or will be the Antichrist. But when we see all these things in the prophetic mix, the real Antichrist must be not too far around the corner, ready to make his appearance at any time.
That's today's Bible in the News Report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as question and answers, are published monthly in a booklet. If you want a copy of the publication, call, write, or visit our website to place your order. Please include a gift of $3 to cover shipping and handling. Call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer.